Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone out there in Facebook land. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here this morning with the very first episode of Coffee with Rhonda, and I am just super excited to be here. This is basically a conversation amongst friends, amongst ladies, amongst women who are dealing with life's everyday challenges and successes and all that comes with that. So we're going to just have a conversation. We invite you to join us and tune in for the conversation. I am Rhonda Y. Williams. I'm known as the Dream Life Coach. And this is going to be a short 8-week series, unless you all tell me I need to do it longer. So give me some feedback and we'll see how that goes. I have here joining me the amazing Desiree Wilson. Aww,
thank you so much for joining.
Desiree and I are actually here getting ready to take part in a workshop today for the Black Mastermind Group. So we're so excited about that. And then on the line with us also, Marielle, you want to introduce yourself?
So here is Mireille Tulekima. I'm based in Perth, Australia. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been actually traveling quite a lot. I'm based in Australia, but due to my work, I've traveled quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I visited a certain number of countries. So when people ask me where I'm from, I'm actually from, you know, from the planet anyway. Because I've visited about 30 countries. I've worked in 10 countries. So I don't, you know, that's why I say, okay, I'm from everywhere. So I'm actually known, I'm an engineer by background and who branch out into coaching. So I'm actually known as a greatness engineer because I've launched the greatness engineering movement about 2 years ago after working for quite a long time in corporate in oil and gas as a petroleum engineer.
Wow.
So I'm really excited.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And then Roz, good morning. And you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Roz Jones. I live in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm traveling right now to Atlanta to speak on the World Voice League Love My Voice Tour. We just, shameless plug, we just did a book collaboration. Here it is. Ta-da. And I'm excited. The book went number one. So, and we're going on tour. And I am the CEO and owner of Jacksonville's Best Caregivers, where we provide four levels of care to your loved one. We try to keep them at home instead of going to the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my tagline is always, when you can't do it all, give us a call. So that's the purpose of my company, is to step in when you can't do it all. But Rhonda, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm excited.
We're all very excited, isn't it?
Desiree, you want to quickly introduce yourself also?
Oh, sure. Okay, so I'm Desiree Wilson, and I am owner of Levere Logic, which is a project management and also two consulting company. I also encourage women to travel and do business in different countries. So I just got back from Portugal. We had a wonderful group of women come and try to talk with other women there in Portugal. Portugal now is known as the technology hub for Europe. And so technology, along with mental health and wellness, business strategy, and wealth creation and management, those are my platforms that I kind of stand on to empower women to be able to connect all around the world to do business.
Awesome. I love it. I love this group of women. And we're going to get started. We're going to get started with a quick conversation. And so each week on Coffee with Rhonda, we'll start with a topic. And then I'm going to ask you ladies to chime in from your experience, your perspective. And so this morning's conversation is about boundaries. For me, I thought of this topic as I spent many years in corporate as a chief nursing officer and a hospital CEO. And through that experience, I found myself working hours and hours and hours and basically never shutting down, never shutting off, never turning off, never really taking time to re-energize myself. Because there was a part of me that felt like if I did that, that I was taking away from someone else, that I would not be meeting expectations. I would be seeing as not being able to be there and be supportive. And so I think about today and the fast pace, the go, go, go that we are all, the go, go, go world we're all living in. And I find myself wondering that as women, you know, we're a unique specimen and species, and we need time for ourselves, and we need time to refuel and heal. So in this fast-paced world, how do we navigate creating boundaries? You know, number one, and for all of you, and I'll ask your thoughts on this, number one, do we have boundaries? Is it okay? Is it important for us to establish those? And then number two, if you are establishing those, how do you enforce them? Because I think it's one thing to say that you have boundaries, but I think it's another thing to be able to enforce those boundaries. So I'm going to open up a little bit. And Desiree, I'm going to start by asking you to just share your thoughts on how you feel like we're dealing today as women in this place with handling our boundaries.
We're not doing well. We don't.
Thank you too.
You know, especially, you know, women of color in particular, you know, we're just from very young given way too many responsibilities. The expectation is for us to be able to cover other family members, especially, you know, if there's younger siblings, you know, a lot of times we have a hodgepodge of family members. You may have cousins living with you, or, you know, wayward family member, whatever that thing may be. But we are sometimes responsible, or most times responsible, for covering. And so at growing up in doing that, when we now are working a job as professionals, we still have that mentality to cover, to pick up stuff, to make it right. And it's exhaustive. And so now, as an entrepreneur, a business person, an author, you know, engineer slash solopreneur, you know, we are still dealing with the boundaries now coming into our creative space. And so when you're exhausted like that, it is very difficult to create. It is very, very difficult to be consistent. It's very difficult to communicate because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You've been doing it for years, you know, especially if other people have now passed away or gotten older, and now the baton or the reign or whatever is now handed over to you. You know, you're still responsible. So you got a personal side where you don't understand boundaries. Then we got our professional side where we don't understand boundaries. And I'm not even gonna talk about religious side with church. We don't understand boundaries either.
It's full on.
We ain't doing good.
Awesome. So Desiree, you know, I hear so much in that, and I'm not sure it's gonna be getting any better if we don't take specific and immediate actions to change. You know, back way back when, we used to just be at home, right? Now we're at home managing everything at home. We're at work, we're writing books, we're on tour, Roz, we're doing all of this stuff.
Yes.
And we have not taken anything off our plate. So Mariel, I'm gonna turn it over to you. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a problem, I think, for all of us women, because I think we're looking at, we want to get involved in too many things, and at the same time, we're looking for perfection, because everything we do, we want to do it perfectly, and we end up actually working as, you know, too much. Yeah. I mean, trying to be perfect as a wife, as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as, you know, as a worshiper, everything. Yes. We don't know how to say no, because we always feel like we're gonna hurt somebody by, you know, when somebody asks us to do something or to help, we're very hesitant to say no. So we end up driving ourselves mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but at a certain point, we really have to stop. And I've learned it the hard way, because I started to really feel, you know, no, I didn't have any energy, because, especially when I had my children. I was working as an engineer, which is in a male-dominated environment, which meant that I had to prove myself as a woman. So I had to work harder than the men around me.
Oh my God.
I kept on dragging myself, and at a certain point, I said, "You know what, Mireille, your health is more important than anything. You have to start to put boundaries and forget about perfection. You know, there are things that are gonna, you know, stay completely, you know, undone, but be okay with that. Accept that, because that's the big thing. Accept that things are not going to be perfect. Accept that you're going to fall short at a certain moment, and put some priority, because at the end of the day, it's about prioritizing, you know, everything, and really focusing on the big items. I mean, you have, for example, one thing that I put that I actually say to myself is that during the weekend is for my family. So I'm not going to work. I'm not going to overwork. Even if I'm not finished with a project, too bad, it's not finished. It's going to wait for on Monday when I'm back. So those are the kind of boundary that I really put myself, because otherwise it's impossible. We are not, superwoman. And I think that's the thing that we have to be conscious of. We have human being, we have our flaws, and we need to prioritize and tell ourselves that we can't do everything, and really start to say no to people, because that's the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Say no when we can't. We, you know, our schedule is full. We just can't do it. And I think that's the best way to address it.
You know, you brought up a couple of really good points, and I'm going to tag you in this, Roz. A couple of things you mentioned: being perfectionist, right? I'm sure none of us have that perfectionist bug. I am a perfectionist in my heart. I'm going to hold on and hold on. I'm like, wait, it's not right yet. It's not perfect. So I absolutely relate to that. But then you also brought up the fact that we are often trying to be superwomen.
Yes.
And you know what? That whole S on your chest thing is cute, but it's not very functional, and it's not very practical, and it doesn't feel very good. And so, Roz, I'm going to turn it over to you for you to add your thoughts in this.
Well, I am the poster child for burnout. I am. I used to work 98 hours a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's still alive.
Yes. 98 hours a week. I thought that if I didn't work, I had things to prove. And in the healthcare business, my counterparts, my Caucasian counterparts, I, you know, a lot of times as a Black entrepreneur, we have to do so much more to prove our credibility, to, you know, we have to go the extra mile. We have to do an extra this and extra that. Mm-hmm. And I was scared of being judged.
Yeah, right. That's a good point.
That's good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I was scared of being judged, but I was almost broke by worrying about if I was going to be judged. And when I say broke, not only broke financially, but broke in my health, broke in my spirit, broke in being tired.
Right.
Just being tired. So now what I have done is I have set office, just like you do office hours during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I have set office hours. So I only take calls during certain times.
Yeah.
My calendar, I have a paper calendar along with my electronic calendar. And if anybody says, I want to talk to you, bit.ly, speak with Roz. That's how you know. So, and in the calendar, I have boundaries. I only take calls during certain times of the day. And now I take naps just like little children.
Right.
So I teach self-care, but I wasn't doing self-care.
Yeah. Right. Wow. That is powerful, Roz. And I love the tip there to set specific hours, right? We have to start establishing boundaries and being okay. So, Mirelle, you gave us a tip as well, that you don't work on weekends. That time is for your family. And, you know, and then, so let me ask you, what specific tips could you offer, or do you use even in your own life, to try to help establish some boundaries?
So I think for me, I'm now valuing experience,
right?
Experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So I am working now to be able to travel, take classes on things that have nothing to do with my job or my business.
Yes.
Look at it for experiences, to network and meet people for social situations. So I think for me, if I had to give a tip, it would be to look at, you know, your money, much like what Roz said, it's the time that you put in, and then you look at also to the money.
Right.
Right. Is this monetizing of what I'm doing? Or am I doing this because of ego? Or am I doing this because I don't want to look bad? Or am I doing this, you know, because I did not know how to say no?
Right.
You know, that over obligation,
yes.
you know, of things. So I often look at my money.
Mm-hmm.
And because if my money is being cut off, then I'm not able to have my experiences.
Right.
I won't be able to go to Australia to see Morel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If I'm sitting here saying yes to everything,
that's not monetizing.
Yeah. You know, so it's taken away from my ability to have an experience. So I look at my money. I look at that ratio as far as the money. Because like Ross said, you can spend 98 hours working, but you're really not monetizing that.
Exactly, exactly. And I also think that, you know, I heard something recently that says, if you say yes to something, that means you're saying no to something
That's
else.
Good.
So what is that exactly. something else that you're saying no to in your life? Is it time with your family? Mm-hmm. You know, time with your friends, just time to socialize and relax a little bit and know that you don't always have to be on. Shed that sort of facade of perfection.
Correct.
I can do it all and be superwoman. And yeah, that makes me strong and powerful.
Correct.
And just be human and be real with it. For me, one of the things that I've done to try to start creating boundaries a little bit better in my own life is I learned the art of saying no. I learned the art of saying no. And you know what? I say no with love and care and kindness. But at the end of the day, it's still no.
It's still no.
Yeah, it's still no. Yeah. It may not be never.
Right.
But it's not right now.
That's exactly right.
And that includes family. So really quickly, because my goal here is to keep us between 30 and 35 minutes or so for our morning coffee talk. So let's talk about family for a moment. You know, how do you set boundaries with family? Because let me tell you, they are some of the ones that will put the most pressure on you. And then I also think, and let me just ask, Stephanie's out there making comments. Hey, Steph, thanks for tuning in. Stephanie says, if you say yes to something, you're saying no to somewhat something else. That's powerful. Yeah. Absolutely. I also think, and she also says that we feel guilty about things. And so as we go through this process of dealing with our boundaries, setting those with family too, whether it be with children, with spouses, parents, right, who all may always want something from you. So how do you set boundaries with family?
So for me, I had to stop answering the phone.
Okay.
Because I'm such a problem solver, you know, in business, you know, as soon as the email come through, I'm, you know, I'm delegating it or I'm solving the problem. As soon as the phone call comes through, I'm texting or solving the problem. And I was doing the same thing. I was putting family members in heavy rotation.
Right.
That's the same way I was taking phone calls in about issues with you know, just everyday business stuff.
Yeah.
So I stopped answering the phone. And I do it for a certain period of time because I'm going to see if they're able to work it out.
Right.
And then the longer I wait, the longer I see that they're trying to do it themselves. And then by the time it comes back to me, it's either solved itself or it's something that I'm able to do without having to put heavy time in. So of course we're prioritizing stuff. I'm not going to do that with a funeral.
Right.
But I am going to do that, you know, when I know who the person is or whatever else. So I stop answering the phone and I let them try to solve as much of the problem themselves.
I love that. I love that. So, Roz, let's come to you. What do you do to manage boundaries with family?
The same way. I have made a boundary rule that if someone texts me, call me, pigeon, whatever it may be, I set a 72-hour rule.
That's good.
72 hours, because that gives me time to think about it and say, do I have time, yes or no?
Right.
Do I need to respond? And then I don't get that anxiety, that overwhelmed, guilty feeling that, you know, I have to do that. And so now, not only have I implemented that with family, but you say church, even with work. So what I've done is I put a person in between me, even at work.
Yes.
To where if she can't handle it and I step in, it's not going to be cute. So I suggest you all let her.
Right.
That's fantastic.
I love that 72-hour rule also, because there is this moment of anxiety.
It is.
When someone has a request or comes to you, right? There's this moment of, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed, I'm busy, I don't know if I can get to this. So Roz, that's awesome.
But Rhonda, one more thing too. How we respond determines how people treat us.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to throw that in. We have to teach people how to treat us.
Yes, that is so right. And if we are not treating ourselves well, i.e. trying to meet everyone else's expectation, we are not even on our own priority list.
And how and we that's the thing.
Right? And so, yeah. So Mirelle, what strategies do you have for dealing with family?
I think like everybody, I communicate to people, especially the weekend thing, that during the weekend, I'm not available for any professional, activity. It's for my family. So if you call me, it's going to be no answer. So
right.
I think that's clear to my colleague or everybody that I work with. So we have to be able to communicate those message and make people understand that these are our priorities. So they understand our values, our priority, and so that they can respect them. And I think that's something very strong to put forward. So with the family, it's obviously very difficult.
Yeah.
But, if it's not an emergency and, I'm not available, I just tell the person it's not an emergency. You can survive. So that doesn't require me to actually do anything. You can still survive. You can still, you woke up this morning. You can still wake up tomorrow morning. So it's not an emergency. You have to wait,
Yeah.
Because I don't actually have time. And we have to be very assertive, because that's sometimes the problem with us. We tend to prioritize other things. We don't actually think about ourselves, And the problem is, if we're not feeling well, it's not gonna, we're not gonna be able actually to help the person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, we're compromising, we feel, stress about all of this. And at the end of the day, our response is actually not helping. So we have to be able to communicate clearly what we value and what we think is important at the moment when we're asked to provide a service or to help. So I think that's something we have to be strong about. I know, especially, Black African, or I presume Black, we have, extensive family, and somebody have a problem there. It's a money this, So it always come without any planning, without any notice. And if we let ourselves, get into it, it's just so bad for us, because at the end of the day, it destroyed the whole structure that we have as well.
Yes,
we need to be very, very clear and communicate clearly to people how we want things to be done and how we feel about whatever request they're asking us. I mean, they might feel bad at, when you say no, but at the end of the day, if it's family, they're still family. You're gonna get the chance to reconcile later. The same blood, so you can't get rid of that. So
yeah, love you. Hugs and kisses. So this has been awesome. And what I loved about this conversation today is we had a chance to touch on quite a few things and give some strategies.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, because that's important. I mean, it's great to have the conversation, but at the end of the day, what the heck do we do about
it? Right.
And so we've had everything from don't answer the phone, right? Don't answer the phone. Say no. Learn the art of saying no. The 72-hour rule. Locking down your weekends and protecting that time that's important for you, communicating clearly, right? And these were some of the strategies. For those of you out there, I hope that this Coffee with Rhonda conversation, our very first episode, been fun and exciting and helpful for you. Because at the end of the day, everything I do is about helping someone else and helping people. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do this again. We're going to be back on next Saturday. You never know who's going to join us, i.e. my special guest today. You guys know I travel all over the place, so you never know where I might be. Hey, you just never know. now. So I invite you to tune in, leave your comments. If you're watching the replay, do two things for me. Number one, tell us your name, tell us where you're from, leave some comments for us and let us know your thoughts and if you found this to be a helpful conversation. And don't forget to share it, because you know every woman out there needs to learn a little bit more about boundaries. So for my friends joining me for coffee this morning, thank you all so much. Well, Morel, it's not really coffee for you.
No, it's not coffee time. I need to sleep. Sorry. Please don't drink any coffee. So
I thank you guys so much for joining me in this episode, and I look forward to sharing again with you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Roz, be safe.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.